So if we have to, and practically living in the world, we cannot follow certain standards, then what should we do? See, it is not that all standards are of equal importance. The chanting 16 rounds, that's a vow. Following the four regulative principles, that's a vow. Apart from that, there are many other things which are favorable for bhakti, but they are not like vows. So those, how we adjust, that's up to time, place, circumstance. It's like, say, we can have a scale of standards. The highest standard of prasadam can be food that is which made such as the grains are sowed by devotees, it's harvested by devotees, it is cooked by devotees, it is served by devotees, it is honored by devotees. That is the highest standard. From that point onwards, we can have various levels. We could also have food that is cooked outside, but it is offered and is honored by devotees. This all is a continuum. The higher the standard, the better it is. But if somebody says, no, I'll eat non-vegetarian, that is the absolute no-no. So from this standard to this standard, and food is completely in the devotional process and food that is last offered to Krishna and then taken. All this is within the acceptable range. But below that is unacceptable. So like that, within this acceptable range, where we situate ourselves, that will depend on our time, place, circumstance. That's something which is adjustable. We use our God-given intelligence and understand how I can best function in the situation and act accordingly.
That means